Sick of filing.
Oh, me too. It's endless, isn't it?
Do you think anyone would notice if we both went for a cuppa?
Nah, it's dead quiet. Half the office is at Christmas parties, a quarter have got Christmas hangovers, and the rest are in that executive group meeting. Tea or coffee?
Oh, I could murder a nice cup of tea. Let's go to the kitchen. Right, there should be milk in this fridge. So, what was your first assignment all about then?
My what?
Your first OU module. What did you have to do?
Oh, well, that was ages ago. That's right. I had to do, like, three little things. It was writing a reflection, I remember that, and we had to define things in our own words. Something about how Asians are discriminated against or something. Although, I don't think I was really meant to write about that. And then one other thing.
So it wasn't that hard?
No. Why'd you ask?
Oh, I've applied for another grant from the Staff Development Fund. If I get it, I might be able to start in February.
Oh, good for you! Great! When's the deadline?
I put it in last week.
And did you change your last application?
Yeah. I've been reading, like, all about the module and the assessment from the website and prospectus. And I'm writing about how doing this will add value to the company. You know, that sort of thing.
Good for you! I'm sure it'll be fine this time.
Fingers crossed, huh? The girl in HR seemed really behind it. And you're doing okay, so...
You know, it will be so nice to have someone to talk to about it all. I can't wait till you start.
Thanks, Nish. And you know, you can always talk to me. I mean, I think it's a bit sad that you've had to do this on your own.
Don't worry. I get my revenge on the company by using 2 tea bags for every cup of tea I make.
Oh, well, this is very nice, Donna. But you didn't need to buy me lunch.
Well, Ted's paying for it, so fill your boots.
That's not the idea, Donna. Anyway, it's very generous of him. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, I've been drinking so much lately, Katie. You know, with all that sherry around and port and cheese.
I was going to say, you're looking very well.
I lost so much weight with all that business about Louise and all.
Your daughter, right? What happened there then?
Oh, she left her husband. I mean, he was a complete waste of space. But she came back home. And the kids didn't want to come with her. It's sad, really.
Oh. Well, at least you can have a nice family Christmas then.
She's gone back to us for 2 weeks.
Oh, Donna. Please don't cry. Oh, she'll be back. Here, have some more wine. That's what my friend Cher would say anyway.
I'm sorry, Katie. I just can't stop myself sometimes. And I don't even know what's wrong.
But your life is just perfect, Donna. You've got everything you want. You don't have to worry about money, 3 lovely children, a nice husband. You're bright and...
Thanks, Katie. It still doesn't help. I just feel so empty.
God, Donna, well, you're the psychologist. How's that going anyway? Studying makes you happy, doesn't it?
I'm okay. I'm not really enjoying it. I find it really hard to get motivated. Sometimes I just want to stay in bed all day. I read the words over and over again. Nothing goes in.
Donna, do you think you need to see a doctor or something?
Gosh, no. Me? No. Okay. Have you had a look at the menu? The steak tartare is excellent and the scallops are my favourite to start.
Oh, I hadn't looked yet.
One more bottle of the Chenin Blanc, please. And we'll be ready to order in a few minutes.
It's all very expensive.
Oh, Ted's paying, don't worry.
Okay, well, if you're sure.
Of course I am. So after we've ordered, you need to tell me how your new job is going. And the latest on Neil.
Well, the job's demeaning and Neil just stood me up. So perhaps we should just discuss what's on TV.
David, can you give me a hand setting up this Wi-Fi, please?
Yeah, and it's Dave.
Right, Harry, let me have a look.
I'm supposed to be doing an online meeting tonight.
Really? I thought you were going to start downloading porn or going on dating sites.
Oh, I wouldn't do that sort of thing.
Nah, of course you wouldn't. This is your student friends, is it? I didn't think the university was open over Christmas.
No, it's not. It's just this conference I'm getting involved with, you see. We thought it would be a good time to meet up and discuss what we were doing.
Oh, right. Neil did something like that, yeah. He went up and did a presentation up in that there Milton Keynes. Apparently, it's all out there online. You still watch it. Be honest, I'm bothered.
All right. Well, I think there's lots of these conference things. Anyway, I've gone and got a headset for this thing, and it's on at 8 tonight.
Well, I shall be as quiet as a little mouse. No, in fact, I'm off out tonight with the lads for a leave-in do.
Okay, great. I mean, I won't be downloading anything.
I'm only messing with you, fella. It's your house too. You've got half the internet, okay?
Thanks. I'm going to need it with all this studying.
Listen, Harry, tell me to mind my own business. But you've never told me much about how you came to leave home.
If you promise to call me by my name, I might.
All right, Jack. It's a deal.
But not now, if you don't mind. I really want to get onto this Activate session. How about later in the week?
Deal. How about we do it over a pint?
Yeah, okay. Why not? As long as you go to the bar.
Have you ever actually been asked for your ID? No, don't answer that. Look here, it's all connected, and I've written the Wi-Fi down on your book there just in case you need to reconnect.
Thanks. Have a good night then, Dave.
Cheers, matey, and you.